whatever. But number eight, Kyle Case is set to kick off for the Warriors. Back deep, we've got Stone for the Eagles. Oh, there we go. I thought maybe I was right. The officials have now. Somebody said to them, I think maybe it was Coach Fisher that kind of walked out and said, I think the coin toss was this way.
So we'll, the other team trying to psych them out. Now you're trying to get in their minds.
I don't know. I think that they're used to certain ends of the field to start and go from. And now we've got it turned around, and Deckerville will defend the North Pole, and North Shore will defend the South Pole, and Kyle Case is set to kick off. And back deep, we do have Stone. And Wolf, and Wolf takes the ball down the sideline. All the Warriors nails.
There you go.
Oh.
Down at the 50-yard line.
Wolf returns at the 50-yard line. Kyle Case is there to make the stop at that point, but the Warriors had a shot at Wolf back at about the 25, and somebody had a nice block. I didn't see who it was for the Eagles. A real nice block there and let him break to the outside. And Wolf brought that ball up to midfield, where Deckerville will be taking over first and 10 at midfield. Pagel lined up behind. We're seeing where this goes. That's not Pagel. And we have a little bit of an unusual set for Deckerville at this point. I guess Pagel is behind. We've got what appears to be a halfback up, almost looks like a lineman that's up, and Pagel's going to take it on a quarterback keep and follow through on the left side. Good for about 6 or 7 yards there as Brandon Moore comes up and Kyle Case come up out of the bottom of the pile to make that tackle, but a little unusual formation as Deckerville starts off with almost like a fullback ahead of the quarterback. In that formation, you don't usually see this, where we've got 69, Cody Mazoff, who's leading the way, and Pagel on the quarterback keep once again, picks up about 5 that time, and the Eagles have a first down. It's a little unusual setup when you have Cody Mazoff, the junior, who's the size of a big fullback, that's actually lining up in the backfield ahead of Pagel at quarterback, and lead blocking for him. And the first two plays both went right into the left side of the Warriors and picked up 6-7 yards. Pagel again drops the snap, falls on it, as the Warriors are right there to pounce on him in a hurry. It looked like they were going to run the exact same play.
Yeah, it looked like he almost lost it, but he was right on top of it, and he seen there was at least five Warriors players coming in just to make sure that they could try to get back at it, but he kept it in there on the team, and did a good job of covering it. So
fell right on it, and so Deckerville keeps it, but now it's going to be 2nd and 15 as he loses about 5 on that play, and we'll see what happens. Same formation. It looked like they were going to run the exact same play again, and we'll see what happens as Pagel takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, keeps the ball to the left side, and he's got a step on Kyle Case. Pagel is 46 yards into the end zone. You hear the horn blowing for Deckerville.
Down Deckerville, there you go.
Yep, and as I said, Adam, if you watch that left side of North Huron, or the right side of North Huron, the left side on the offense there, one block, one misplay, he's through the line.
Exactly. There was just that one mistake, and he could slip right through there, and he made it down there for the touchdown.
And that's what happens in eight-man football. If somebody's out of position, you get one good block as the guy gets through the line, and 46 yards into the end zone for Pagel on the quarterback keep that time, and set for the two-point conversion. And he does not make it. So with 10:04 left to go in the first quarter, the Eagles strike first, and the refs 6-0 on the Warriors. We're going to throw it to a commercial as we get ready for the kickoff.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick Conceiving invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads. It's the new Kindy Super Convenience Store, Kindy One Stop, with a huge selection of groceries, health and beauty aids, automotive fluids, your favorite beverages, hot pasta house pizza by the slice, coffee and donuts, and fountain drinks galore. They carry everything you can imagine, from locally packaged beans to diesel fuel and regular and E30, 50, and 85 gasolines. Kindy One Stop, open daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, and 11 p.m. Friday and Saturday, at the corner of Kindy Road and M53. Kindy One Stop, raising the convenience shopping bar to a super convenient level, serving the greater Kindy, Fillion, and Pinnebog area, and everyone else who stops in.
And on the kickoff, Deckerville kicks off deep to North Huron. Brandon Moore on the right side of that field takes that kick, heads back up the middle. There he goes. Oh, he broke two tackles. He's headed down the field. He's got two guys from Deckerville chasing him down, catching from behind and dragging down. But Brandon Moore runs that ball all the way inside the 30, down to the Deckerville 26-yard line, where the Warriors will take over first and 10 on the Deckerville 26. Deckerville had a little speed to catch him. I thought for a minute he might take that, Adam.
Yeah, look, that was just a beautiful play. He made it down the line. He made it all the way down to the 26, and looks like he just moved through that line, do some twists and turns, and he was ready to get in there. And it looks like Deckerville almost had him, but they didn't quite get him in time. But they still got him down.
Case center for the Warriors. Hands off to Brandon Moore. Brandon Moore into the line, and coming up from the bottom of that pile is number 69, Cody Malzoff, as he gets no gain. Brandon Moore into the middle of the line. Malzoff on the tackle for no gain, and the Warriors will now be second and 10 at the Deckerville 26-yard line. A little different formation and set for the Warriors than they're more of a traditional quarterback under center with the backs behind him, running a traditional I formation. Pitch to Brandon Moore around the right side. Running hard, hits into that right side, picks up about 4 or 5 yards before he's brought down there by Ryan Stone, number 4, Ryan Stone. We're going to give him about 4 on the play. We'll call it 3rd and about 6 as they move across the 25 down to about the 22-yard line. Warriors are set. Come back to the line once again. Eagles are bunching up pretty tight, not really expecting North Carolina to pass. It looks like everybody's in pretty tight on this. Warriors are lined up hard to the left side of the line. There goes Brandon Moore through the line.
That was a good run, too. He popped through there, and he was able to dive down. If he would have got past that last player, he could have ran down there, but he still made a good run on that.
Govey grabbed him around the ankles as he picks up a first down to the 15-yard line, first and 10 for North Huron. Warriors ran a little unusual set that time. They had everybody set hard to the left. There was nobody on the right side of the center, and they ran behind that set. This time they're back to a more traditional set once again. Brandon Moore deep in the back behind Case. Hand off to Moore once again. A little bit of dew on the ground tonight, and he got to the line of scrimmage and slipped and fell. Patello was there, but he was already laying on the ground at that point. We'll actually call it maybe a loss of a half a yard. It's about second and 10 and a half, maybe, Adam?
Yeah, it looks like that. It looks like he didn't make any ground on that, and it looks like it was just an accident. But it looks like they're going to recover, and they're set up now, so they're going to set up for the play.
Case is back in a shotgun, back set either side of him, Strzeski and Moore. Case on the fake to Moore, comes around the left side. Deckerville would have no part of that, as number 33 and number 20, that's Wolf and Govey, are there and drive him out of bounds. No gain whatsoever. All it's still third and just a little over 10. As they tried a little trickery that time on the fake handoff and run, and Deckerville was just right there watching it, smelled it out completely. Nobody was fooled from the Deckerville side, strung it down the line and drove Case out of bounds. Lined up once again, a little different formation once again for the Warriors. They send Moore in motion to the left, hand off to Krzyzewski, and the Eagles push right through that line real quick. Krzyzewski's dropped for about a 2-yard log as